This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. University of Illinois Extension, in partnership with Jersey County Farm Bureau, is sponsoring a field day event on August 2nd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Sheeter Farm, about 3/4 of a mile south of Brighton, Illinois. Cover crops and integrating livestock systems, challenges and solutions serves as the theme for the evening field day. Cover crop adoption and use in traditional row crop farming systems lags across Illinois in comparison with other regions of the Midwest. Cover crops are often touted as a tool to reduce nutrient losses and improve soil health and water quality. Essentially, cover crop systems research is needed to support, qualify, and quantify the benefits to water quality, improvements to soil health, and tile drainage nutrient losses in Illinois. Key discussions will be led by project researchers, practitioners, and educators during the early evening program. Livestock grazing as part of a farm operation may be one of the keys to advancing adoption of cover crops across the state. Proper manure management can enhance cover crop success and provide environmentally safe in-use of valuable nutrient-rich manure. This program will share some of the major mutually beneficial advantages of using cover crops along with livestock and speak to the challenges of combining these two systems. On display, weather permitting, will be ongoing cover crop species demonstration plot and a brief walking tour. Cover Crop Champions, which is National Wildlife Federation supported, will provide information during the evening as practitioners and leaders in cover crop utilization in Illinois. Dinner will be provided to those registering in advance. Field activities begin at 5:30 p.m., ending at 8 p.m. The program is free of charge but requires a confirmed registration in advance. Online registration can be found at the Register Online section at web.extension.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling 618-498-2913 or contacting the Jersey County Farm Bureau at 618-498-9576. The evening is being hosted by the Sheeter family and University of Illinois Extension Unit 18. Sponsors include U of I Extension, Jersey County Farm Bureau, Sheeter Farms, and National Wildlife Federation. Illinois Farm Bureau is looking for leaders who want to help advance our organization's national legislative priorities on Capitol Hill this September. Registration is open for the 2016 Illinois Farm Bureau Leaders to Washington trip, September 13th through 15th. According to IFB's National Legislative Director Adam Nielsen, who heads the leaders trip, IFB is eager to assemble a terrific group of leaders to implement Farm Bureau policy in this second session of the 114th Congress. This trip will be focused on building support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership and involve contacts with members of Congress, government agencies, and an embassy. It will be an important fly-in, according to Nielsen. Farm Bureau members return from the trip with a great experience and are motivated to continue building relationships with their elected officials in Washington, Springfield, and at home in their counties. Interested applicants should be involved in your local county Farm Bureau. Want to have an impact on the implementation of Farm Bureau policy into national legislation and federal regulations? Be willing to support Farm Bureau policy during meetings with congressmen, congressional staff members, and federal regulators. 6 seats will be reserved for members of a County Farm Bureau's Young Leader Committee and 6 seats for Congressional Activator Trustees or FB Act volunteers who responded to every organizational action request this last program year. A registration must be received by Illinois Farm Bureau by Friday, August 5th. Contact your local County Farm Bureau for more information on this incredible program. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is encouraging farmers in agrochemical facilities to save their empty agrochemical containers. The department announced it has arranged to recycle them. Beginning at the end of July and continuing in August, sites throughout the state will collect containers. The containers will be recycled to make shipping pallets, fence posts, drainage tubing, plastic lumber, and other useful products. Metal and household pesticide containers are not eligible for the recycling program. Collection sites will accept only high-density polyethylene number 2 plastic agrochemical containers that are clean and dry. Participants are responsible for rinsing them and removing all caps, labels, booklets, and foil seals. The program is a cooperative venture between the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Agriculture Container Recycling Council, Growmark Incorporated, Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, Container Services Network, Illinois Farm Bureau, and the University of Illinois Extension. To obtain a free brochure about the program, contact the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 1-800-641-3934. Collection sites and dates include Greene County, which is a permanent collection site at Illinois Valley Supply in Carrollton, and on August 26th at M&M Service Company in Girard for the summer. The Illinois State Fair would not be the same without the iconic butter cow, and now fair growers can rest assured the classic dairy bovine will return in 2016. Organizers of the Illinois State Fair and Midwest Dairy Association are pleased to announce Sarah Pratt of West Des Moines, Iowa, will bring her talents to Springfield for the Illinois State Fair. Pratt is known for her work at the Iowa State Fair, where she has been contracted to work since 2006. According to Marla Behrens, industry relations manager for Midwest Dairy Association and manager of the State Fair's Dairy Building, Pratt's work is highly praised. She has sculpted not only cows, but likenesses of Abraham Lincoln, Olympic gymnast Shawn Johnson, and a Monopoly game, among other icons. While we've been fortunate to have Sarah Buman sculpt the butter cow for many years, we're very excited to have Sarah Pratt step in now that Sharon has retired, according to Behrens. She added that Sarah has trained under the country's most famous butter sculptor, Norma Lyon, and has become an accomplished artist in her own right since then. The butter cow has been a landmark at the Illinois State Fair for more than 90 years, according to Illinois Ag Director Raymond Poe. It is the signature piece of the Dairy Building and one of the most photographed images on the state fairgrounds during the fair. The Department of Agriculture is extremely proud of their partnership with the Midwest Dairy Association, which allows them to keep this long-standing tradition alive at the Illinois State Fair. An official unveiling of the 2016 butter cow is planned for Thursday, August 11th at 3 p.m. in the Dairy Building. The 2016 Illinois State Fair runs August 11th through the 21st in Springfield. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.